And we, in William James Hall 1, engaged in a debate. It was an event for Harvard students and faculty, and we engaged in a debate, Happiness East and West. And we agreed on many things. As you know, I meditate regularly and certainly believe in the power of a lot of the Buddhist psychology. However, the one thing we disagreed on was goals. That's the one thing we disagree on, because in Buddhism, at least according to many of the interpretations, not all, but many of the interpretations, the state we want to reach is a state of non-attachment, a state where we will not have something external that we want, that we desire, that we will be completely present in the here and now. Now, I think it's a wonderful ideal, perhaps, but what I argued, and what I still argue, is that it's unrealistic. As human beings, I do not believe, maybe after 30 years of meditating for 8 hours a day, it's possible, but I do not believe that we can reach a state where we're not attached. And setting goals is an example of attachment, because when I say, I want to win this championship, or I want to get an A- in this course, or I want to get a job in this bank, this is a goal, which means by definition that I'm attached to the outcome. If I wasn't attached, if I didn't care, then it wouldn't matter. And I think that's not only important for success, it is also important for happiness.